Now, some more breaking news. Medical sources have told Al Jazeera that 19 people have been wounded in an attack targeting the mayor's office in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab fighters have claimed responsibility for the attack on the mayoral offices, which have now been cordoned off. Fighters stormed the building shortly after the explosion, where confrontations are ongoing. Al Jazeera's Njama Noor Ahmed has more from Mogadishu.
There were two explosions targeting the gate of the municipality building, which was then stormed by armed members of Al-Shabaab armed group. A spokesman for Al-Shabaab have confirmed they were responsible for the attack. The Somali government is yet to comment on the incident. Witnesses say security forces have been able to evacuate employees from the building. They have stopped people from approaching the area, which is completely cordoned off as confrontations are ongoing. This attack comes in the context of the war between the Somali government and Al-Shabaab, and everyone knows very well that Al-Shabaab has been subjected to military campaigns in many of the central regions of Somalia, which has led to the armed group losing its control over several regions. However, Al-Shabaab, despite these losses, didn't stop launching attacks against the government forces, the last of which was on Friday when the Galaad base was attacked, where both sides suffered big losses.